Right, so that's that. So I'm here with Marie Buchanan. Marie has just finished her 22K. Was it a 22K race today?
I think it was. It was supposed to be 20, but looking at my watch, I think it was 17.
17. Well, 17 Ks in Sayulita at the ISA World Cup Games. So you went in. What time did you get to the beach this morning?
I got to the beach at 7:30. Yeah, I had my breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, you're up quite early for us.
Yeah, getting my stuff together. Registration was at 7:30 down at the beach, and then
registration. Do they tell you what the course is and stuff like that?
No, they just literally give you a number.
Right.
You have to sign your life away, and then. So they recommend, you know, wearing a leash, but it's up to you.
And was everyone there? Was everyone there waiting when you got there?
No, it was pretty quiet actually.
Yeah.
So I was actually there dead on time.
Efficiently on time.
Yeah.
And as people filled in, what was the, was there a bit of tension on the beach? Was everyone nervous, or was it a relaxed atmosphere? What was
it
like?
Yeah. No, I didn't really talk to very many people, apart from on the start line. Everyone was just getting ready. As soon as they got their number, they got their boards ready, got their hydro packs ready, and then had a bit of a go on the water. They were setting the course as we got down there.
Right.
So I think the main thing is it was quite an unusual course for a distance race. So
yeah, talk to us about that. I mean, I couldn't get my head around it. There were so many boys over, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So
sorry,
how did, if they didn't brief you on how the course went, so how did you know where to go?
Well, we'd had a picture. There was a picture on the ISA website, so I'd studied that.
Right.
But it's quite unusual for a distance race to have so many turns. It was almost like the technical race.
Okay.
And it was quite vital. As actually, I gained a place at the end.
Right.
Because I actually the girl in front of me actually took the wrong course. So
did you just memorise it, or did you draw a little map of it on your board or anything like that?
No, I memorised it. I had a few. Yeah, I had to go back and check a few times.
Yeah.
You know, people said, well, show me the course. I talked the course through with a few people. I think I talked it through with you, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
And they basically set it so that it was essentially a triangle. So you go clockwise around a triangle. So each lap was, I think, well, you do the math.
I know, 17 times three, divided by three, yeah. So it's only about five and a half.
Yeah.
5 3/4 yeah. K's a lap, yeah.
So, but the end of the course, closest to the beach, which was great for spectators,
yeah,
was a series of four buoy turns, and two inside buoy turns within the braking section, and
yeah,
then two outside buoy sections. So
was there any waves when you went through that section?
Oh yeah,
catch
sure,
yeah,
every time.
Yeah, well, to advantage or disadvantage?
Unfortunately, yeah, I couldn't really catch them from
right
back because they were braking. They were literally picking up and braking right by the buoy.
Right.
And the buoy in the sort of third and fourth laps had drifted in.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know they'd done a course change, but it just moved, did it?
So I think it had moved, but I had a bit of a shock around one of the boys. I don't think I actually made it dry for the whole race, but you know, that's normally my strong point. So hopefully the technical race will be.
Yeah.
I'll.
And
yeah,
do you, is there any point where you start to hit the wall, or at one point you start to take your hydration and start tucking into your snack bars or anything like that? Did that happen? Was the race that long that you needed to start downing all your drinks? Or
yeah, I mean, I took I was going to try and take two hydro packs, one with water and one with some energy,
yeah,
and electrolytes in it, so that I could start off with water and then build into the energy stuff. But actually, I decided just to make it less complicated than that and just go for the one. So I think that was pretty good. But I did hit the wall. Have to be honest, right from the start, it was. I had a shocker of a start. I ended up turtling my board right in the shore dump. So I had a bit of ground to make up then. And I think that exertion at the beginning, I had a bit of an oxygen debt,
yeah,
from that. So my legs were absolutely burning. It wasn't my lungs, it was my legs.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to then, I tried to catch up and get back onto the second train, but I just didn't have it. No. I didn't have it in me. So I actually started drinking my energy stuff pretty early in the race.
Okay.
And then I had a gel on the end of the third lap, which possibly was a little bit late.
Right.
But yeah, it definitely gave me a bit of a.
And coming into the final, when you were around the final mark, you just had to come in. Like, what's your feeling when you see the beach and you're nearly there?
Oh, awesome.
Are you able to lift your energy? Yeah. Did it lift you? Or?
I mean, the first lap for me was the hardest because I had to give myself a bit of a talking to and just say, you know, your thoughts are, this is hard.
Yeah.
How am I going to do four laps? But actually, perhaps it's because I'm a bit older, it takes me a while to actually find my rhythm and get settled. But actually into the third and fourth lap I felt a lot stronger. So but the last lap was awesome. All you can think about is getting through that finish line, and actually that for me that was the best. I got a really nice wave in.
Yeah.
And so finished on a
excellent.
On a good.
And the tech race is your next venture.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to that. We've got a really nice few days recovery now. That's the good thing about being the women go first. So I think we're on again on Saturday for the qualification for to get through to the finals for the tech race. So last year it was the top half of that fleet ended up in the final. So
right.
That's where I intend to be.
That's where you are, isn't it? Yeah.
That's where I intend to be. No, it's another round.
Oh, it's another round again?
Yeah, different course. It's a shorter course. It's a 5K course. But it's set within the braking zone again. So.
I don't know whether we covered. You placed 10th.
I placed 10th,
and
yeah.
Where's that in the whole field? How many were in the field, approximately, do you know?
To be honest, I don't know. I think, looking at the finish line, the start line, I was probably halfway.
Okay.
So, but I need to check that. So
yeah, but that's points in the bag for GB, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased.
I think you should be, that's amazing, and yeah, fantastic. All right, nice one, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.